So discrimination is desirable because we have to guide devotees. Yes, there's a the major difference between judgmentality and being judgmental and being discriminating is how we view ourselves. If I put myself in a holier than thou attitude, and I look down at others, and then I pass comments about others, then that is judgmental. So, but if we understand that, okay, we are all following a particular process, and in that process, there are certain things which are beneficial, certain things which are harmful, and then we share that knowledge with others. So that is not only desirable, it's essential. To some extent, if we see, the discrimination is the characteristic of the Madhyamadhikari. The Madhyamadhikari discriminates between the Lord is the object of devotion, the devotees are the ones with whom I become friends, the ignorant, the innocent, I give mercy to them, and the envious, I stay away from them. So that kind of discerning is essential for a Madhyamadhikari. But that should not be done in a way which we put ourselves in a superior position, or we become completely insensitive to other people's emotions. But discerning is definitely required. So there is so usually the word judgmentality has a very negative connotation. So
it seems to be an expression of envy.
Judgmentality, yeah, almost like envy. Yes, when we are judgmental, then basically it is we put ourselves on a pedestal by which we can pass statements about everyone else. So that becomes it is very alienating for people. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Oh, life is all about